This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And I hope I'm talking to you, the exceptional American, that will lead this country forward. Yep, we are in a battle. There's no question about it. The One World Order folks, the totalitarians, have declared war on America outright. America is the target. And if you can break it up, part whole, so to speak, then good for you. That's exactly what they're trying to do. That is the strategy. And target number one, uno, California. California is the first target of the One World Order folks to break up the states. That's what they want to do. They want to break the states apart one state at a time. If you take out California, you're down to 49 states. Good for you, right? Cal exit should be on every Californian's mind. Because, you know, in a rigged election system like you have in California, boy, you can just do about anything, can't you, if you're a totalitarian? Now, I'm not saying that the election systems are rigged in California, but my experience living in California has been pretty obvious for years that the election system has ever increasingly grown more corrupt. The big question is, will the Trump administration do anything about it. Now, I think that they will, and that's why I call for all proctologists to show up in Sacramento. This is a call for proctologists. Yes, calling all proctologists that might happen to have a badge that says FBI. Just to do a little, well, I guess you would say, health check on those down there in the state capitol. What about Kevin De Leon? Or that person who's most in need of the proctologist exam, Jerry Brown. Don't forget to take your medicine, Jerry, before the proctologist shows up. I'm sure you'll like to clean things out, right? Jerry Brown, yeah, Mr. Governor. They call him Mr. Governor. 16 years as governor, and look what he's going to do to California. He's turned it upside down. A radical environmentalist elected governor in 1976, initially on the wave of the environmentalist, well, of the 1960s and 70s. The radical environmentalist. It all started with Lenin's birthday. You know, Vladimir Lenin. Oh, yeah, Russian Revolution. That guy who followed Karl Marx to the T, the Communist Manifesto. Yeah, that guy, Vladimir Lenin, brought you the Soviet Union, or the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, which, you know, it bears a resemblance to the flag that we had made several years ago to denote the new California. California Soviet Socialist Republic. That word Soviet and the other word socialist, boy, sort of rings true of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics now, doesn't it? This is what I've been saying here on Agenda 21 Radio. See, all these totalitarians have glommed on to the United Nations Agenda 21. That's sort of their mantra. And that's their plan. Now it's the 2030 agenda. They wanted to increase the number of years that they can move forward with their plan, so they're in a little bit more of a rush. And the first target that they've got is the United States of America that they've got to get rid of, because if you have one world order, you don't have borders. It's the breakdown of the borders. Absolutely, you can't have no stinking borders. Hence, European Union. European Union. Yeah, European Union took down all the borders of the European nations. Put them under one roof, so to speak, an economic roof, regulations, and all sorts of regulations settled into the EU, one governance system. How's that working out for everybody? Well, socialism isn't working out really, really well in extreme socialism now, and capitalism is niet. And if you're a capitalist and you make any kind of money and you're in the European Union, guess what? Your tax rates are like 70-80%. Hello? Unsustainable. Oh, did I use that word, unsustainable, which is a big part of Agenda 21? Yes, the United Nations Agenda 21, the plan that they have for you and me and everybody else, the world leaders. And by the way, isn't it interesting that you don't get any part of the plan? You don't get it into the planning phase of the plan. No, they just sort of leave you out because they're going to tell you what to do. And oh, by the way, as they tell you what to do, they're going to have to take everything you possess. It starts with water. Water. Yeah, especially here in California, it all starts with water. Water's a pretty big controlling issue, isn't it? If you can control water, you can control the population. And what's one of the things Jerry Brown wants to do in this state of California? Well, did I mention Jerry Brown? Well, he wants to control the water, among other things, as a good socialist slash communist would do, a good Jesuit would do, would be to control everybody through any mechanisms possible. Economic, of course. So that way, if you want to control the economy of things, you want to destroy businesses, as is called for by Karl Marx, because we don't want capitalism. We don't need no stinking capitalism in California. Those people that are rich, however they got their money, will be taxed. Their businesses will be taxed into oblivion. California, 50th in the United States in business friendliness, by just about every account. and everything else that goes along with the socialist notion is down the tubes, including education, radicalized education now in California, overregulation, overtaxation, businesses fleeing, people don't know what to do, and now their water is being strictly controlled. We had a drought 5.5 years, and now we have bigger issues. We want the rivers to run free, dams, if you will. We need dam busters. We think those rivers need to run free. We don't need to have reservoirs. No, we need to tear those reservoirs down. We need to tear them down. Well, we can use explosives like C4, but what about neglect? If you're a radical environmentalist, you support dam destruction. Just like, oh, Jerry Brown supports dam destruction. Fish impediments, anyone? Prop 1 that he passed, which says fish impediments need to come down. Those fish impediments are called dams. See, in Orange County, they're blowing up 81 of those, quote, dams. It's interesting. There's no fish runs in any of those locations for those dams. It goes back to what I've always said. They're desert streams and creeks and rivers. And every year they dry up. But they put dams up there to divert water, to store water, so human beings can utilize the water up in the mountains of Silverado and the Cleveland National Forest. But now they want to take them down because they want to control the population. They don't need any stinking dams. So the U.S. Marines have been brought in to blow up 81 of them. Many of those places I visited as a kid growing up. And what do they want to do with Oroville? The big dam that's big time in trouble. Blow it up? Oh no! We'll use the technique called neglect. We won't improve it, and we won't maintain it. And then we'll just wait for a big rainy season to see what happens. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
it's all about water, baby. It's all about water. And we'll be hearing from Chris Street in the last half of the show today, in this hour anyway. And, you know, let's talk about the water and how they're trying to control it and manipulate it here in California. Because, you know, it's the same way in your neck of the woods, too, no matter where you're at. And I know a lot of people, you're just super saturated with water on the East Coast and, on you know, get floods and, you know, all this crazy weather. Is it geoengineering or not? Well, Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org has been on the show numerous times. It's pretty obvious something's going on, especially if you understand how chemtrail technology works. And the patents behind the chemicals that they're spraying on you. Bet you didn't know there's real patents. Real patents that have been around since the 1990s, early 1990s. In fact, 1990 and 91 was the biggest year for James Chang to patent the various chemicals that go into the chemtrails. Hughes Aircraft is who he used to work for. And he developed this technology. That, and you can look it up. Chemtrail patents. Look it up. It's all right there. In fact, this guy used to live. Are you ready for this? He used to live down the street from my in-laws in Tustin, California. I used to drive by his house daily for years. For years we did that. Daily. I looked up his address and said, oh my goodness. So, you know, we do our research here on Agenda 21 Radio. So those people that are out there saying chemtrails don't exist, well, all you need to do is look up the patents, and they're there, and they're really there. And they'll tell you what they're doing with them. It says right in the patent, you read it, what it tells you. It's for climate modification, geoengineering, climate engineering. That's what they're there for. Designed to reflect the sun away from, they put them in jets and they spray them all over the place, and that's one of the reasons why these contrails, some people call them, and they're not contrails at all, linger for so long, sometimes for hours, slowly spreading, get a silvery tint. See, this is called geoengineering. And like I said, it causes severe consequences in various parts of the globe. Geoengineeringwatch.org, you need to check it out. Something like 30 million hits on that thing, views on it. It's amazing. Anyway, now, let's talk about the snow in California and the watershed. The watershed is kept in a lot of snow that's up in the mountains, up in the Sierras. And the Sierras are sort of my home away from home. Lived up there for 9 years, actually. In the snow, dealing with the snow, dealing with the flood, the rain, dealing with the Pineapple Expresses that would come in and take 5 or 6 feet of snow and wipe it out in 2 or 3 hours. Yeah, that's what I was used to seeing. And this is all part of the natural cycle, if you will, if it's not modified, or it can be modified. The drought clearly was heavily modified to make it a drought, and they were working in concert with people draining the reservoirs so we wouldn't have any water in our reservoirs that would exacerbate their drought. Doesn't that sound silly to say that? That in the middle of a drought, they would be draining the reservoirs and drying them up. Reservoirs all over California dried up during the drought because they were being deliberately drained, all because they wanted to preserve the Delta smelt and the salmon fisheries. And, of course, as a biologist, I'm saying this slaps a buffoonery because we are an arid state. This is where the point comes in. We're an arid state. There's no need to be concerned about those trout and those salmon. They will come back, and they always did because before the dams, those rivers and streams always dried up. Hello. They dried up. Where was spawning then? Why should we run these things 24/7 down to where there's nothing in them? There's nothing in them, so therefore the streams and fisheries cannot work? That just doesn't make sense that they were doing that in times of drought. Now we got the flood situation going on, and boy, there's a lot of geoengineering happening. Yes, there is. Now, here's the situation in one part of the Sierras, a part that I know very, very well. Used to travel up there and stay up there days on end when I was in my ute doing a lot of skiing, is the Mammoth Mountain. And I can tell you firsthand, I've been in many snowstorms in Mammoth Mountain and survived many. The first big snowstorm I was ever in was back in 1969. Now, those of you that know Mammoth Mountain and understand, in the 1969 snowstorm, it was incredible. We happened to be there when the first snow started to fall, and we had to stay there for several days, trapped, if you will, which didn't bother me a bit, you know, being a kid going, wow, this is pretty cool. Anyway, but big snowstorms for Mammoth, which is located in the middle of the Sierras, on the eastern slope of the Sierras, gets tons and tons and tons of snow. And it's not unusual that they would get the snow, and this is my point, to get so much of it anyway. I have been in Mammoth myself, 10 feet of snow in one evening, one day, one night, one 12-hour period. Wow. We couldn't get out of the place that we were in. We went in, couldn't come out. We had to dig and dig and dig to get out. But, you know, when they got to the measuring, it melted down, of course, in just a few hours, and it was much smaller. But the depth of it was enormous. Now, that's as powder snow goes, starts to compress and so on. Now, Mammoth Mountain gets a big article in the LA Times, like it's some sort of big geoengineering or big climatic event. It says Mammoth Lakes Mammoth Lakes, add this group to the shot of the National Guard to your winter scrapbook. Burdened with removing the 44 feet of snow that had fallen this season, the village of 8,000 called the National Guard earlier this month to cart off 4,000 tons of it away. And the five-day offensive involving 17 airmen will be just one of those many memories. The SOS Shovel Our Snow was issued after the village in Mono County declared a state of emergency to seek the handling of the piles that had lined the snows and the streets and so on. This is where you get into the drifts that get piled up, and they're 40, 50 feet tall. Not unusual for that area. Well, this will become part of the watershed. Now, this is a different thing for California. This is the eastern slope of the Sierras. All this water goes to the L.A. Aqueduct, which goes to Los Angeles. Mulholland, remember that story? In a dam breaking, the St. Francis Dam that was built by them for this purpose, inundated a great part of Los Angeles. Yeah, people forget about the St. Francis Dam burst back, I believe, in the early 20s. People forget about that. It was a big one and inundated much of Los Angeles. No, do you have any memory of that? Or have you heard about the ones in China in the 1970s that burst? Equally as large as Oroville, killed over 1.2 million people. See, you have to up your game with Oroville. Oroville's about, 3,500,000 acre feet. Not a small dam. The amount of kinetic energy behind it just is enormous. As we know, and of course, there's pressure and stress on the dam, as we were talking about earlier. So, what about the aging Oroville Dam? And aging and not maintained, when in fact we have the reports out, that we got more clarification on some of these reports that have come out about how dangerous the dam really truly is. We're not out of the danger zone by any stretch of the imagination, especially right now as I speak. It's starting to rain very heavily again, and there's a bigger storm coming in the next couple of days here in Northern California. It's going to put pressure on the dam, absolutely. And all that water that sits up there in the watershed of Oroville, people need to be afraid. You should be concerned. Now, Paul, you're fear-mongering. I'm telling you the truth. If you're afraid at this point in time, it's justified. Do something about it. It is a point. I'm not trying to put fear in your heart. I'm trying to give you the facts. If you're a little bit twingy, I am. Do you trust the people that it's giving you the information? No, I only trust the sheriff up there in Butte County. That's part of the problem, this whole government thing. Anyway, we got the music coming up. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong and be exceptional. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, paul@a21r.com.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we've got Chris Street with us, and we're talking about, well, a legacy issue for President Barack Hussein Obama and involving the Clean Water Act and wilding, as it's known, blowing up dams in Orange County. Now, this first came to us as a story by Chris this morning, and at the time, Chris was under the understanding that the United States Marine Corps had been dispatched in Orange County to blow up dams in the Cleveland National Forest. And found out it was true. Then, a little bit later on, as the day went on and people were going crazy over the story on Breitbart and Agenda 21 Radio, all of a sudden you started to find out, guess what? It isn't just two or three dams. It's a total of 81 dams that the Marine Corps is planning to tear down by assault. Yeah, it's actually a mission that comes from the Department of Defense, a so-called training mission. And, Chris, I guess the big question is, has anybody from the Department of Defense contacted you? I understand the Marine Corps was quite upset that the people you outed them as being paid, but they weren't really being paid. They had to check, I guess, correct the record. Is that right?
Well, it wasn't the Marines. It was Forest Service.
Ah.
They should have kept their mouth shut because then they wouldn't have had to out themselves, because I'm the kind of guy that's about detail. I drive people nuts. When you read my articles, there's always links. If you like to learn something, I'll give you the background. I mean, that's what I'm all about. I like to, you know, I like to have arguments when I have knowledge.
Yeah, right. You have the answers.
And so I said that they were taking down 10 dams, and I was told that was wrong. And then when I drilled down farther, what was wrong with it, the Marines weren't getting paid. Everybody else is getting paid. But the truth is, the Marines are blowing up 81 dams. I was just, and it's like one of these conversations that takes, you know, 50 questions before they finally get them in a position where they can't do anything but acknowledge what happened. And 81 dams, I would call that a little over the top.
Yeah, I think 81 dams, and again, a lot of those dams, it takes a lot of work to put those things together. I know I've done some of them, some of those smaller ones than what we're talking about there. But again, I want to go back to this thing about, how can we stop this from progressing at this point in time? It seems reasonable to me that the Marine Corps could call this off.
Well, I don't know how that's going to work. I just found this out. You're talking to the alpha dog in this game right now.
The alpha dog.
Because, you know, I wrote the article. I structured it because I wanted it to be about Wilding. I mentioned Marines because I thought that was incredible. But it was mostly about three dams on the Holy Jim Trail, which is the most famous trail. It wins the Orange County Register's best trails of the year every year. And you've been on it, Paul. I've been on it. And I was just, you know, thunderstruck that somebody would want to hurt the trail. And so I wrote an article, and it got a big response. But then the Forest Service had to open their stupid mouth and try to correct me. You know, it's a way to put me down.
And, you know, I love it when people do that with reporters.
Yeah, the mainstream media is all about the intimidation. You know, so they called the editors of Breitbart and, you know, fake news and all that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. So instead of getting, you know, their usual putting a reporter in his place, they got somebody who actually asks questions and wants documents. And when I started asking for documents, you could sort of it's as if they were bringing off the ground because the water was coming up fast.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about our business and what we do. And I just love it when people call us fake news. They just have no idea what we've done to get the information. And certainly a lot more than what typical reporters get. We know that, Chris. You know darn well a lot of these guys just grab press releases, and they don't even know how to use them. Pardon me?
It's a joke. Why do you think these newspapers are gone?
Oh, yeah, exactly. They don't have the truth and information. And, you know, the thing is that what's great about what we do, people fact check us. I love it. People say, well, you always have the facts. Well, that's because I do the fact checking before I get on the radio. I mean, well, it's just logic.
but Paul, a lot of this when you write is sort of like chumming fish.
Right.
Because the interesting part about the new media is that this is all interactive. I have 465 comments, and I'm going to go through them. Not so much I want to find out, you know, what people have to say about the article. I'm interested in what other vignettes of wisdom they have.
Right.
The best stories come from the readers, not from the writers.
Well, and, you know, that's, of course, what we're seeing. Yeah. This Oroville thing has just absolutely been spectacular in terms of the people that have been emailing me. And some of these people are officials, by the way, some active and some retired. So you get great insight from those people. You don't use them, you know, you can't quote them or anything, but your sources, you can check out their stories. And, boy, they check out every single time. And, you know, very seldom does anybody want to get on there and be malicious. They're trying to get the facts out about a particular story. So, but this one here, it seems that the Forest Service, I just want to understand the nexus of the Forest Service and the Marine Corps. How did they get them, the Forest Service? See, this reminds me of something else that happened at one time. It's like we were doing a story about the California Air Resources Board and their law enforcement capabilities. And we were doing the story. I can't remember who. Oh, I know who it was. I'm not going to mention the name. And they were wondering if I knew any information about how the Highway Patrol enforces the California Air Resources Board regulations so that they can cite people by way of the Highway Patrol for their violations. And I said, well, I don't know. So I did a research and looked up the vehicle code and criminal code and all that. And I found nowhere where the California Air Resources Board has the authority to direct the Highway Patrol for a ticket. So I called the Highway Patrol in Sacramento. And I know some people down there. And I said, can you tell me under what authority, under what part of the vehicle code do you articulate, and how does the California Air Resources Board have any law enforcement capability? We'll get back to you. So they didn't get back, and I called, and finally they just said, well, Paul, because the guy knows, and I said, we just don't have any enforcement there for the California Air. They don't have the enforcement ability. They don't have the legal authority to enforce. We have to do that for them at their request. And then they have to get agreement for, they don't necessarily have to get an agreement, but they should get agreement for the person that they're citing. That to me, is the same thing that's happening here. How does the Forest Service direct the Marine Corps, even the DOD, to do these things? How can they do that? And by the way, it's on our soil. I just don't believe it's in our country. It's not a foreign country. Thoughts on that?
Paul, you know, just because you're with the government doesn't mean you're here to help me. I mean, these are businesses where people work 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
What you find in government is you have, you know, all of the fancy folks, the management, they're always offsite on appointments. You know, usually do with their kids or something else. But it's just enormously interesting that there's a lot of very, you know, well-meaning and hardworking, you know, lower level positions. Not to say they're lower level in any ability, they're just don't have the authority. But the senior management, it's all politics, you know, and they're offsite playing their politics and getting paid $200,000 to $400,000 for it. That politics does not include taxpayers. You know, you don't show up because you don't know who these people are. But I guarantee you, there's a cast of characters that manage government called lobbyists and other kind of business people. That's their business. Hmm. So, you know, why are they blowing up 81 dams? You know, this happens to me right above.
Hang on, Chris. We've got the music coming up. We'll answer that question about 81 dams when we come back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about these 81 dams about to be blown up. Some of them already have been, actually, in Orange County as part of the wilding program, a legacy issue left over by President Barack Hussein Obama. And by the way, who's doing it? The United States Marine Corps. Through the Department of Defense. Go figure. How does this happen? You're attacking our own country, and they're, what I just find absolutely appalling is that they're marshaling all the troops to blow up frogs, newts, and toads. Amazing what is going on, Chris. And just before the break, we're talking about these 81 dams. How do they decide to do this?
Paul, I really can't give you any thought on that. I mean, I only know what I know, that originally these dams were built by Orange County, and they're not specifically designated flood control. You know, there was no document that said they were flood control. But it's obvious that if you build these little dams along creeks,
right,
what you're doing is that they're sort of like, you know, breaks in a flood. You're trying to slow down the velocity of the flood. They just weren't designated as, quote unquote, flood control. So they didn't have the status of flood control. So they could be taken out for wilding. I mean, that's the simple fact here is there was a public meeting. I'm sure that two people heard about it.
Well, you know, it is interesting, and doing enough backpacking all through the Sierras and Southern California mountains and so on, you start to realize that a lot of the water companies and even municipalities had deliberately diverted streams and for water, not only flood control, but also for water utilization. And you see that as in particular up around the Mammoth Lakes area. And the Thousand Island Lake, Rush Creek, all that whole area up there, June Mountain, where there's, I mean, it's extensive work. It is extensive work where there's been diversions of various creeks and so on. But there's always a dam that's associated with that diversion. Sometimes these dams are 5 feet tall or 10 feet tall. Some of them I've seen up as many as 30 feet tall. You know, and those are substantial, but they're pretty much all earthen. I guess if you're talking about the wilding project, you're talking about tearing all those dams down too, all those small little dams throughout all those creeks that would ultimately, Chris, as you said, would be diverting away and actually encouraging flooding as opposed to preventing flooding right now by channeling it and diverting it away.
Now, why wouldn't you want wilding coming through your house?
Yeah, taking your so that it brings back the big question about you know, Jerry Brown and his desire to also join in the wilding fund and tear these dams down. And, you know, you take a look at his history about dam busting, and so to speak, you can go all the way back to the Auburn Dam. His dad helped to open up Oroville Dam. He was actually there during opening day. And now you have the son who's really got a propensity to follow along with these environmentalists to blow up dams, to destroy dams, rewild. That seems to be his big thing. I just can't get my arms around the notion, or I can't leave the thought that with all the neglect that we've seen, like with Oroville, and all the problems that exist there, it still could potentially be a doomed dam and everybody else downstream with it. That Jerry Brown isn't somewhat gleeful about this action that's going on down there in Orange County with the Marine Corps.
Okay. What can I say? Do you think it's something he's capable of doing? Of course. You know, do you think there was money in it? There was some environmentalist, you know, some guy with a checkbook. You know, being an environmentalist and being the people that count, in Jerry Brown's administration, that's the guy with a checkbook.
Yeah,
there's somebody with a checkbook, big checkbooks, and it's always Democrats. I mean, Democrats always raise more money than Republicans because the saying is, you know, the Democrats stay bought. You spend the money with Bill Clinton, you put the quarter in the slot and you hear the music loud. Barack Obama was very cool customer about this, but much more effective in taking the money. I mean, he raised all-time records amount of cash. They didn't raise as much cash in the 2016 election as Barack Obama raised in his first two elections. Now, you think people spent that money because they wanted to help the poor? Or they spent that money because they wanted to help themselves? Or whatever their project or idea was?
Well, one of the things I do know is that at some point in time, this wilding issue has to stop in California, or else it won't be a California, and especially if they continue on at this rate. But what can we do at this point? Are there congressmen we can call, the president? What do we need to be doing? What do our listeners need to do at this point?
I think that you can. I'm a little in shell shock. I mean, that's interesting. Marines in shell shock, right?
Right.
Tomorrow I'm going to be calling the Marine Commandant. I'm going to be calling the city of Santa Margarita, which is right downstream from this, and 18 of the dams are being taken out right above them. I'm sure that they're going to be wildly enthusiastic to realize that 18 dams have been removed, when we're facing flood risk. So I only know about the Cleveland Forest so far, but I think the best call you can make is to your forest rangers and find out what dams are intended to be taken out in your area. Because this isn't a one-off deal. This is a initiative. You know that word, initiative?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Yeah.
Where everyone's told to take these down.
Yeah, and again, this is operating within the realm of the 90-day period that that President Trump just signed into authorization, which basically sounds to me like it's a tailing off of the programs from the Obama administration. Is that correct?
Well, he has on February 28th, he signed an executive order, said that he would review Obama's executive order, which was really about waters of the United States, this incredible grab by the federal government for every piece of moving water on the face of the planet, or excuse me, not just moving water, but can be a marsh, anything where there's standing water for more than 15 days. Hmm. Now, when it rains, there's a lot of places that people's property is going to have water for 15 days until it dries up.
Yeah,
that's considered. That's considered an ecological zone now.
Oh, boy. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of this segment. When we come back, we're going to get contact information for Chris Street and how perhaps we can move this story along by getting it out on your social media and just pumping this up, because this is a big story when you talk about taking out so many dams. And I guess the big question is this the tip of the iceberg? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is your celebration, and this, the United States of America, is your country.
Here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Chris Street, and we're talking about these 81 dams that are being brought down by the United States Marine Corps in Orange County. And Chris, I want to ask the question, do you think that, as we were talking in this last segment, do you think that this is just the tip of the iceberg, literally, other places throughout the United States where this is going to be happening?
Backyard. I think it's happening all over America, and I think this is the biggest scam I've ever heard. Now, Barack Obama, you know, what was maybe checked on February 28th when President Trump signed his 90-day review order. But once again, 90 days after February 28th and lots of C4 military-level explosives is going to take down a lot of dams. The only way to make sure they don't take them down in your area is to call the forests and ask them, are you involved in blowing up dams? And, you know, they're going to say, well, we'll have to get back on. Say, no, I'm not interested in that. There's a clock running here. Are you involved in it? And the moment you say you are and send a nasty letter, I think they'll back off.
Well, I think what they ought to do also, get with your constitutional sheriffs, no matter where you're at, because the constitutional sheriff will take action. And that's a good idea to call the Forest Service and find out if, in fact, that's happening in your local Forest Service. This is all throughout the country, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So this is the warning that's going out there. And then if, in fact, they do indicate that that's exactly what they're doing, call your sheriff and let him know. Anyway, Chris, thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio. We're definitely going to be following this story, and keep up the great work that you're doing with Breitbart and Agenda 21 Radio.
You too, Paul. Great to be on the show.
Awesome. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in a little while. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me at paul@a21r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
AENN. A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we've got Chris Street with us, and we're talking about, well, a legacy issue for President.